Second.
Moved in second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. The next thing is the designated items for consent agenda, and number eight, is that the only one?
No, it'd be 7, 10, and 11. Be the three that were approved unanimously.
Oh, okay then, I'm looking at the one we're gonna send to the board. Okay then, thank you, Jeff.
Okay.
Okay, other business, yes?
I just had a real quick, on the Dewey Fisher Road project, we are getting really, really close to the 116 parcels of land that we needed to acquire in order to do that project, which amazes me. We started in June and we sit here in October and we're almost done. We've been vehemently pursuing those morning, noon, and night weekends, trying to meet with all these folks. So I really see us by November having all the documents signed, recorded, and paid for. So the next claim, Diane, you're gonna see a lot for landowners on that one. And we hope to have that project on the state's bid letting be January the 16th, which means we would get it awarded, get a contract done by probably March to April, and then the contractor could start April to May, work all summer, get what I would assume is about 90% of the project done in one summer. And then we'll have some cleanup work in 2016.
John?
I don't want details, obviously, but is there any serious roadblocks of any of the so far?
We have a settled agreement with everybody out there. We just don't have all the documents in our hands yet.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Farmers are, and landowners are usually pretty good to work with, especially when the road is going to help them in the long run.
Haven't been bad.
Okay, Max?
Price. I don't want you to tell me about it, but is it within reason compared
yes.
to this 40 grand?
Oh, gosh, yes.
The other, do you have any unusual folks out there, somebody in Australia that needs to sign it or something along those lines?
We do. We have one person who the banker, you know, he's running it through Busey Bank as an ag service, is telling us they're in Europe. But you can do things via fax and mm-hmm. scanning now that you didn't used to be able to do yeah. legally, so... He's acquiring those for us.
What about the utility, where you've got utility lines going across, things like that? Is it
you've got Eastern Illinois Electric on the north end, Ameren on the south. We're working with both of them to make sure their power lines get moved to the backside of the right-of-way. You've got Frontier Communications on the north, AT&T on the south. We're working with both of them. So
I'm thinking in terms of like oil pipelines, things that cross.
Nope.
So you don't have to kick them out.
Nope, nothing like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah.
And this is for information only.
Yes.
I just have another other business, if that's okay.
Yes.
As we look at all of our buildings and stuff, have mm-hmm. you noticed any cracks or anything?
We've got a few cracks, but we're going to have somebody come take a look at them. I don't think they're structural.
Okay.
I think they've been there since the
okay.
since the walls were set, but Mr. J's been whipping me, making sure that I'm not falling down on that
one. While we're at it, we want to get them all
fixed. Just keep Stan James away from here.
We've got some joints where the, you know, where the wall panels come together
right.
that has the putty or whatever in it, and that's starting to dry out and crack, so we're working with the facilities people to get a quote to have somebody come in and redo those joints that are starting to dry out.
Kind of like tuck pointing for panels.
Something like that, yeah.
As a follow-up to that, did they give any idea how long this period of that's supposed to last? I mean, is that a, we need to do this every 5 years or 10 years?
I haven't talked to a contractor yet, because Dana's supposed to be getting three of them together to get quotes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, it's a pliable material, and any pliable material eventually dries out and cracks, and you know, I would imagine 10 years is probably about as long as you're going to get out of something like that.
Well, as you know, I have been riding your back about being sure because of what's happened with the rest of our facilities.
Right.
And as we wrestled with our budget process. Mm-hmm. We are putting some money towards some facilities for change, but it's not nearly enough, I'm afraid, to keep up with the deterioration. But it's better than nothing, is what I told Chris Alex, a lot better than what we've done in the past. But my real concern is whether we're going to be able to stay ahead of the deterioration, and I'm not sure we can do that if we don't at some point make a big plunge and try and get mm-hmm. what we have to get done. The other thing, though, that I credit Deb and Dana for is that I think for the first time ever we're going to have an assessment of the condition of our buildings, which we've not had since I've been on the board. So I think that's really important. So I'll quit whipping on you.
It's okay.
Today.
Jeff, you have money in your budget for any kind of repairs that need to be did to your building?
Yep.
I think you should just get a caulk gun and fill
the cracks. Yeah, you got this stuff.
Why are you taking a break here?
This stuff that you spray on.
Oh, yeah, that you see on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
We're done?
We're done. You got some other business for us?
No, I just want to talk off the record after the meeting's over.
Okay, then. Any other business come for the committee?
Farming?
No,
not farming.
Okay, well, let's go into adjournment.